KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, windy, and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of sprinkles or flurries this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy this afternoon, a high around 29. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Well, the second of three people suspected of stealing cattle from a farm near Lewis has been arrested. Officials say 47-year-old James Brunzo of Omaha is in custody. Another suspect, 57-year-old Irvin Jacob of Omaha, was arrested last week. A third suspect, 42-year-old Amy Springer of Omaha, is still at large. Jacob is being held on three Iowa theft counts. Brunzo is charged in two of the thefts, while Springer is charged with one theft. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren had said Tuesday the three have been linked to May and June thefts from two farms near Lewis. In Nebraska, Cumming County Sheriff Sergeant Dave Brown says the trio are people of interest in the thefts of a trailer and nine animals. Court records show that they haven't been charged yet in Nebraska. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers says multiple felony charges have been filed against a local man as the result of an ongoing investigation into financial fraud. Brothers said 31-year-old Tristan Lynn Marsh of Clarinda was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a warrant alleging that Marsh committed felony theft and 25 counts of felony forgery at a local Clarinda business. Marsh allegedly issued 25 forged checks to the business between October and December of last year, totaling almost $15,000. He was taken into custody without incident at his home and was being held in the Page County Jail on $25,000 cash bond, pending an initial appearance before the Page County Magistrate. The Sheriff's Office in Guthrie County said Wednesday that three people were arrested last week on drug charges. Authorities say on January 21st, Chief Deputy Bennett investigated a suspicious vehicle at the Bagley Storage Units on Highway 141. The deputy came in contact with a driver sleeping in the running vehicle in front of the storage unit. The driver was identified as Terry King of Des Moines. King had an outstanding warrant from Polk County. When he was detained, King was found to have methamphetamine in his pocket. An investigation led to drug paraphernalia and methamphetamine being located inside the vehicle. King was also found to be in possession of a loaded handgun inside the car. Two other individuals were inside the storage unit. Deputy Swenson, Deputy Herbert, and Chief Argenbright arrived in Sheriff Argenbright arrived and assisted in the investigation. The two subjects inside the storage unit were identified as Mason McNeil and Shy Terry of Jamaica. Both subjects were found to be in possession of drug paraphernalia and methamphetamine. Terry King was arrested and charged with possession of methamphetamine, third offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of firearm as a felon. McNeil was charged with possession of methamphetamine, second offense, and drug paraphernalia. Terry was charged with possession of methamphetamine, first offense, and drug paraphernalia. All three subjects were transported to the Guthrie County Jail. The father of a 23-year-old convicted in the shooting of a Sioux City police officer has pleaded guilty to helping his son evade arrest. Levon Dean Sr. of Sioux City pleaded guilty Wednesday to conspiracy to defraud the United States by obstruction or interfering with governmental functions. A plea agreement has been sealed. Officials say a sentencing date or 55-year-old Dean will be set once the pre-sentence investigation is complete. A judge sentenced his son, Jamal Dean, to 25 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to attempted murder in the shooting of police officer Kevin McCormick during a 2013 traffic stop. He was sentenced last week to life in prison on charges related to armed robbery of two people in Sioux City. Well, the Creston Police Department reports that on Thursday, a Texas man was arrested at the Supertel Inn on Laurel Street in Creston. Robert Ricks, age 39, was taken into custody on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. Ricks was released from the Union County Jail on $300 bond. And on Tuesday, a resident on Pine Street in Creston reported to authorities that sometime between 7 p.m. on January 26th and 7 a.m. on January 27th, someone had stolen a debit card and cash from her purse that was in her vehicle parked behind her residence. The loss was estimated at $55. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the Woodbury County Board of Supervisors has taken a step down, what could be a 10-year journey for another Interstate 29 interchange. The board committed nearly $180,000 for its share of a study that will cost $600,000. Local officials have been asking the Iowa Transportation Department since 2012 for an exit between mile markers 138 and 140 to help boost economic development. They cited traffic near Southbridge Business Park, which is being built south of the Sioux Gateway Airport. Department rules require a justification report before interchanges can be built. The interchange cost was estimated at $20 million in 2013. County consultant Terry Lutz told the board that even if the state approves the project, it would take some 8 to 10 years before it's open to motorists. Lawmakers say they hope to introduce a bill to increase Iowa's fuel tax as early as next week. Senator Todd Bowman, a Democrat from Maquoketa, and Representative Joshua Burns, a Republican from Osage, said Wednesday they're working on legislation that would increase the tax potentially by 10 cents a gallon. That would provide $215 million annually for the state's network of bridges and roads, many of which are in disrepair. Iowa's fuel tax is currently 22 cents a gallon, including fees. It hasn't been raised since 1989. Lawmakers say they're working on ways to maintain the funding in future years. Governor Terry Branstad has said that he wants to increase funding for roads this year, although he has not endorsed a specific plan. The leader of a group created nearly four decades ago to lobby for a smaller state government and reduced taxes says Iowa legislators will pay the price in 2016 if they support a gas tax increase in 2015. Rob Solt is president of Iowans for Tax Relief, a group urging lawmakers to vote against any bill that would raise the state gas tax.
Legislators are sent up here to make tough decisions, and the toughest decision they're probably going to have to make this year is to pass a gas tax increase, which our polls show Iowans don't want, or to take a look at are the resources there and can they just reallocate them? And unfortunately, nobody at this point is willing to take a look at the formula.
And here's how that formula works. Nearly half the money raised by those taxes is kept by the state, with 20% going to cities and the rest going to counties. Salt suggests the state should keep less and share more with local governments.
If we get a gas tax increase passed and the money goes through the formula and people expected to get their local bridge or their local road fixed, and it absolutely won't get done. I mean, it'll be such a minuscule amount that will get done at the local level. They're going to be really frustrated, and they're going to get to 2016 elections and say, what did I get for paying this additional amount? And I think it's going to really make people angry.
It appears momentum is building at the State House for a gas tax increase. As I mentioned, key legislators yesterday said a vote on the 10-cent hike in the per-gallon gas tax could come in February, and the higher tax rate might take effect as soon as March. Iowans for Tax Relief president questions the way the state of Iowa is spending its current portion of gas tax proceeds.
You drive through Iowa City, there's 10 miles of colored stamped concrete there that Iowans paid for that you say, how can we not have enough resources when we can do colored stamped concrete as a median divider, but we can't do a project in Davis County?
The state taxes every gallon of regular gas at 21 cents. Ethanol blended gasoline is taxed at 19 cents per gallon. The state tax on diesel is 22 and a half cents per gallon. Those tax rates were set in 1989. Gas tax revenue is declining because vehicles are more fuel efficient, and supporters of a gas tax increase say the state is at least $250 million short each year of what's needed to fix up and expand Iowa's transportation system. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Henson reporting.